Jesse Lieberman.
The first Rashi in this week's parasha, the well-known Rashi, Rashi says, explained from Chazal, "Vayu chayesoro me'er shono ve'esim shon ve'sheva shonim." There's a lot of repetition in this pasuk. Shono, shono, shonim. Says Rashi, "Loy malach shekolechon nitrish la'atzmoi," that each word was supposed to darshan separately. Bas kuf kebas chof lechit. Ma bas chof lechoto she'ena bas oinchin af bas kuf lechit. When she was 100, she was the same as when she was 20. Like 20, she was without any averus, because she's not a bas oinchim. So who didn't bas kuf? When she was 100, she was just as pure and just as clear without any averus, even up to the age of 100 and further. So the well-known ha'ora is, what does it mean, ma bas chof lechot she'eino bas oinchim? A person becomes a godoil, gedoila, 12, 13. What does it mean, ein bas oinchim? So the Mefarshim explain, that's in Dina Odom. But in Dina Shomayim, the age of bas oinchim is only the age of 20. So Rashi in Parshas Korach as well, Rashi says, boyorei kamakosh machloikis, how severe machloikis is. Shebezer shemato, oini oinish ben yud gimel shono, and Medina Shemayim Mipas Chof Vekan Nevdu Afila Yoin Kishadayim, even the little children were punished. So again, we see the Shia brought down in a few times that Bas Chof is the Shia when you come Chuyav Oinshim Medina Shemayim. In last week's Sedra, we had the story of Yishmael when there was a Din in Shemayim whether he should be saved or not. So the Rabbeinu had plans to save, and the Malachim came and said, Rabbeinu Shalom, his descendants are going to make the Eden die with thirst. You're going to create a be'er for him? Said the Rabbeinu Shalom to the Malachim, Akshav Mahu, Tzadik Oirosha, Omoloi Tzadik. Sfeinu Vash, Tzadik? Yishmael was a Tzadik then? Why did Yishmael want to throw him out? What was the reason why he couldn't remain in the house of Avram? Sheit metzachik, gimel aveis chamurois, avoid the zora, gileroi, shvichas domim. You call him a tzaddik? So says the Sefer Tzedek Ledech, one of the Farshim and Rashi, he was under 20. He was under 20, smaller then. So therefore, in Dina Shemayim, means, okay, it doesn't mean he was a tzaddik, the greatest of the greatest, but he didn't have any chatoim on his cheshbon. In Dina Shemayim, you only manish mi ben chofel amal, he was under 20. The Zoya Kodesh, I saw the Padish Yosef brings from the Zoya Kodesh, he also says quite clearly, the pshat in the Ba'asher Ushom, which Rashi touches the word Ba'asher Shem Ba'ishmol, what does it mean by Sheh Hashem? Why was he Zoycha to be saved? Because Bezel Shemala Ma'anshim Rakbi Ben Chof Lamalo. So they're only managed from 20 and upwards. Under 20, the Averas are not reckoned. That's why he was under the category of Tzaddik. Another Makoy for this Klal, that you only Nena Shedina Shemayim Ben Chof Lamalo, is a Gemara in Shabbos, Pei Tesma Beis. The Gemara says that laws in Lovoi, there's going to be a deal where the Klal Yisrael are deserving of Oynish, what the Aveis they've done. So Yitzchak Avinu is going to stand up and be Melamed Zchus Klal Yisrael. He's going to say to the Boishim like this, as they say Gemara Shabbos Pei Tesma Beis. How many years does a person live? Yemeshin the same as Shimon Shana. So we look at an average of 70 years. Says Yitzchak Avinu, first 20 years, cancelled. No Dina Shemayim, no punishments for the first 20 years. We're left with 50 years. 25 of those years are nights. So therefore, let's knock off 25. So we're left with just 25. 12 and a half of the years, a person is busy with eating and drinking and all his personal needs. So there's also nothing to count. So what are we left with already, said Yitzchak Avinu, 12 and a half. I'll take Christ in half and Yerubo should be Mavat in half. That's the Cheshon of the Gemara, how Yitzchak Avinu is Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael Lo'os Ilovi. But I'll call upon him. The first line of Yitzchak Avinu's Limit Zchus is, that till 20 doesn't come into Cheshbon, because under 20 no Din HaShemayim. So there's a Ka'udim, so we've got now a couple of Mekoyres, that in Din HaShemayim, one's only Nenash from 20 and upwards. The Maral asks Akasha. We know Korban Chatos is dependent on Chiyuv Koros. As I say to the Gemara, the Gemara increases, and in Mamesh and other places, Korban Chatos, we learn from a pasuk in Parshas Shlach Lecho, we learn out Korban Chatos from Avodah Zorah, like Avodah Zorah has got Chiyuv Koros, and there's a Chatos written by Avodah Zorah, similarly, you only Chayev a Chatos by a Chet Sheyesh Boi Koros. Freak the Maral, if you're going to tell me, there's no Din HaShemayim till the age of 20, means there's no Din Koros till the age of 20. So if that's the case, there should be no Korban Chatos till the age of 20 as well. If there's no Koros, no Chatos. Chatos is dependent on Koros. If there's no Din HaShemayim till 20, Koros is Din HaShemayim. So no Koros, no Chatos. There should be no Korban Chatos for any Aveyas done till 20. Lo Yishamanu such a thing. There's no Chiyuv Chatos. Well, for somebody who does a Chet, one of the serious Chatoim, till the age of 20. Lo Yishamanu. That's the Maral's Kasha on this Klal. There's a Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi in Siman Mem Tes, which brings down this Kashan Maral, and he says, L'choyre kush yuzu ein lo shacha. Quite a strong loshen. He says, this Kasha, as we hear perhaps in Yiddish, heaps of nishon. He says, I don't like the Kasha at all. Why? Says Maral, and he goes through the sugya beautifully, and he says, let's start from the beginning. Number one, says Maral, when we say that Chatos is dependent on Koros, doesn't mean that you actually need to have the Oynish Koros on you for the Chatos to remove it. It means a Chet which has got a Koros attached to it. That sort of Chet has a Chiyuv Chatos. So even if an under 20 hasn't got the Chiyuv Koros, but it's a Chet Sheyesh Boi Koros. It's an Aveya which has got Koros attached. That's the Limud. What we compare, we say the Chatos is dependent Koros. It's a Chet Sheyesh Boi Koros which you mechuyev Chatos on it. So therefore, so what? The under 20s don't actually have Koros. That shouldn't affect the Korban Chatos.
Now,
pardon? No, they don't, suppose only under 13, the Kota don't bring a Chatos. Furthermore, says the Chacham Tzvi, by Avodah Zorah itself, we learn out from Avodah Zorah, that Chatos is dependent on Avodah. By Avodah Zorah itself, there's no Makor to say that an under 20-year-old won't bring a Korban Chatos for Avodah Zorah. There's no Makor for that. We learn other mitzvahs from Avodah Zorah. By Avodah Zorah itself, an under 20 will bring a Korban Chatos if Chas V'Shalom they do an Avodah Zorah B'Shoigig. See, he says the whole Kasha, I don't really like at all. And then he goes further. He said, this whole klal, which we are establishing, take on the rule, there's no oinshe shomayim till 20. Says Chatzvi, I don't like this. A person is a godel from 13 years old and up. So therefore, he says, I know great rabbonim have brought down this klal, of ein dati noyach boy. I'm not happy to take on this rule as a rule. There's no Ein Shemayim. He says, if all the mitzvahs of the Torah apply for Ben Yudgim Lamalo. So you tell me, when the Torah says Malkus, yeah, Ben Yudgim Lamalo is included. When the Torah talks about Mises Bezin, is Yudgim Lamalo is included. And when the Posa mentions Katzot, no, he's excluded. The flow of the Torah is that the Ben Yudgim Lamalo is Chayiv in Kol HaTorah Kulo, in all the Torah mitzvahs. So therefore, why should this not be included? Says the Chacham Tzvi that in Rambam, the Rambam says quietly, Hilchos Mila, as soon as a person is godel and he hasn't been Mekayim Mitzvahs Mila, there is a Chiyuv Koros. You don't actually give Koros till he dies. The Rambam says there's a Chiyuv Koros. They all seem to say there's a Chiyuv Koros. So therefore, how can you tell me that there's no Koros, no Din HaShemayim till 20? The Rishonim seem to say Nishtazai. Novos. We've got a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Yitzchak Aminu, says the Chacham Tzvi. The Gemara in Shabbos is a beautiful Gemara of a divrei agot ahein ve'eim meshivim min ha'agotah. The depths of these Gemaras, agadites, are very, very deep. We have to understand it. We can't stop making halakha and rules based on a Gemara of Divrei Agada. Divrei Agada got a special tifkai to them. We can't establish rules from Divrei Agada. Says the Chavetz, so therefore I'm not prepared to accept it as a klal. Novos, Rashi says then Shabbos, these arrive from the Midbar. You see that in the Midbar they weren't punished under 20, says the Chavetz Chaim. But you know in the Midbar they weren't punished over 60 either. So if you're going to start proving from the Midbar, they've under 20 is no in Shemayim, going to tell me over 60 is also no in Shemayim. It's a big kiddush that nobody has suggested such a kula, that there's no in Shemayim over 60. It'd be lovely, but nobody suggested such a kula. So therefore you can't start proving from the Midbar. It doesn't say, you're right, but the Gemara in Bava Basra says clearly it was only Ad Shishim. You're right, it's not before in the Pasuk, but the Gemara says quite clearly they were only punished from 20 to 60. So the carries on the Chacham Tzvi. He said, let me quote you a Pasuk. By Pesach it says, "Vo ish asher toy v'chod alas as Pesach v'nichros." Now, Ish, we know, means Ben Yud Gimel, and it says Venichros. So therefore, the Mashmosa Posigis, that from 13-year-old, you're ready, Chayev Chorus. So therefore, says Chacham Tzvi, I'm not prepared to accept this as a rule. It's true, says Chacham Tzvi, we need to find a Hezbollah in the Gemara Shabbos. It's true, we've done a lot, but what does it mean to have Gemara Shabbos? Let's try and understand it. So the Chacham Tzvi gives a few suggestions. What does it mean, Yitzchok Avinu's limits chus and gladly so, that the first 20 is noin shim? Pashas, there is chorus from 13 years onwards, says the Chacham Tzvi. Number one, it was a limit chus. Sometimes the Rabbeinu Shalom is mevater on noin shim till 20, like you see in the Midbar. Sometimes, see what's melamed chus, you Rabbeinu Shalom, use your feet over here. As Aleph Nimishus Adin. Furthermore, says the Chacham Tzvi, even if there's no oinshim till 20, it means in this world Hashem doesn't give any oinish till 20. But doesn't mean Oilam HaPopas won't get oinshim for Veyus till 20. In this world, in Oilam HaZeh, Hashem could be doesn't send an oinish for a chet of an under 20 year old. But in Oilam HaPopas could be they still oinshim. So maybe that doesn't mean a person is totally, it's not calculated at all. Further says the Chacham Tzvi that one could easily teach that till 20 Hashem doesn't give an oynish yet. That could be teach in the Chazals that till 20 a person doesn't get oynish yet. He's got extra extension time for tshuva till 20. But after 20 it could be a person's nenash mafreya for things under 20 as well. So the Chacham Tzvi finishes off his tshuva, is zeh nilis da'ati boru, shayach oinach korus bepokus ben chof nami. I'm not prepared to accept this kula, that there's no dina shemayim till 20. He says, I've got lots of rise that there is, and the Gemara in Shabbos, one can find other pshotim, he's not prepared to accept this kula. The tshuva's Chacham Sofer also goes in the same line, also talks about somebody who taked it a chet, an under 20-year-old, and they wrote a letter to Chacham Sofer, what's the mahalach of kapora, what should the seder kapora be? And the shoyer wrote in the tshuva, the person was under 20. Said the Chacham Sofer, that doesn't help much. And he uses a lashon, we don't find a brought down in the poiskim that under 20 is any different. Even Zaveyed, the Shesh Makot, we don't find it. And I gathered to us are so deep that we can't learn out halachas from it. And carries on the Chacham Sofer, and says, even though we find by Sora Meinu, this was Koidim Matan Torah. Sora Meinu was Koidim Matan Torah, so Koidim Matan Torah was different cheshboiners. They took on, the others took on themselves the chiyuvim. You can't prove from all these chazals. Obas said the Chacham Sofer, I take on that there's no difference between under 20 and over 20. There's a tshuva in the Noid Yehuda, Benegea, somebody was took upon himself to say Kaddish for an under 20 year old who was Nifta, and so there was no to say Kaddish for that person. And there was a whole deal in the Beis HaMedrash, what rules of Kadima has he got? There were many people saying Kaddish, and we know the old Minhag was only one person saying Kaddish. And these Dina Kadimas, who's got the rights to say the Kaddish? So one Svara was thrown, well, you're only saying Kaddish for under 20. He's got no Oyin Shemayim in any case. So his Kaddish is not so necessary. So therefore, he should be put down on the list, the lower in the list, as the Kadimas in Kaddish. That was the Shaila brought to the Noid Yehuda. Says the Noid Yehuda, Who are you to start to decide what's going on in Shemaim? What do you know what goes on in Shemaim? How can you start establishing facts? He's got more in Shemaim to take care of. He's got less. It's not for us to start deciding these things. And therefore said to me, you can't make him better and him less. We don't know what's going on in Shemaim. So I called upon him. We've got certain Makoiras of under 20-year-old not being included in Shemaim. But in the halacha side of things, it's not clearly unanimous that there's no Oymshim for under 20-year-old. We do find there are certain halachas, though. There are certain halachas which do discuss the Shia of a 20-year-old. There's a Gemara of Bava Basra, and it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, a Yosoim Benichse Oviv. If a Yosem Nebuch, the father's been nift and he's an under 20-year-old, he's not allowed to sell the father's estate till he's 20 years old. As I say to Gemara, and as I say to Halacha, a Yosem Benichse, we don't allow him to sell the estate of his father till he's a 20-year-old. Beis Din are there to protect the properties. You don't do 20. So we see a certain shear of a 20-year-old is a higher level in Gadlus than the under 20-year-old. There's one halacha brought down in Ramor Tofrei Sadik Dalet concerning the minig of Maksis HaShekel. From which age is the minig of doing our Zeichel and Maksis HaShekel? And the Ramor brings a minig only from 20 and upwards. Like we find in the Beis HaMidrash, there were only 20 and upwards in the Shkolim. So we do find that there's certain dinim brought down which the guideline is, that the deciding line is from 20 year old and upwards. So one thing it seems is there is definitely a darg of 20 year old. Exactly how it works in Oyin Shemaim we don't know. There are many who say there's no Oyin Shemaim till 20. There are chazals. There's a certain darga of gadlus at the age of 20 year old. So much so that's brought down in Sforim that if one has a child or an inical turning 20 year old, they should know, they should be informed that since it's a new level of gadlus, there's actually a new strength of the neshama which arrives at 20 year old, like a bar mitzvah. Like bar mitzvah, we know there's gadlus and a new power of the Yetzer Tov comes along. When a child turns 20, there's also, it's a new stage of gadlus and there's a new strength of the neshama come at the age of 20. And therefore, this one bring down the first night after a child turns 20. If he uses that night in a strengthened form of a Torah, an Avodah, it can have a tremendous benefit for the rest of his life, because if the Aschol is done in a perfect way, so they're held further along. So therefore, it's Kedai to remind one's Enoch, the children from Gedoyim who wrote to their children, the Enoch, when you turn 20, remember the first night is a special night. And if you utilize the night for the fullest, then you'll have tremendous Yat Dishmaya for the rest of the life. There is a certain Shia of 20. I saw brought down, somebody asked the Rogachover, Azar Shaila, we've got Chazals, they've no Oyin Shemaim till 20. Does a Soiter drink the Mechatos if she's under 20? Because drinking Mechatos is the Oynish, is a Oynish Shomayim. So if there's no Oynish Shomayim under 20, should a Soiter be drinking Mechatos under 20? Because there's no Oynish Shomayim, so it won't achieve much, it won't prove much. So I saw brought down that the Rogachava was asked this Shaila. But it doesn't say, the Sefer I saw doesn't bring exactly what the Rogachava answered. That would be even more useful than what he answered. But one thing it is clear, in the Rambam says quite clearly, the Rambam brings down a Ketana, a Miet, a Ketana doesn't drink. It's quite clear that the Gedoyla does drink. So therefore, again, so how it works with Dina Shemaim, it's not our responsibility, that's not our chai to know how our Din HaShemayim works. The halacha is a soito has to drink the water. Exactly what's going to happen, we don't know. We hope it never happens in any case. So I call upon him, said, the halacha is in all our Din HaTorah, we have to assume these gadlus from the age of 12, 13. So therefore, the Din won't change. Coming back to our Rashi. So the Parsha Taichin Rashi is Ma Bas Chov Loichoto Sheina Bas Oinchim, that in Dina Shemayim there is no Oinchim till 20. Freak the brisker off. But it's not such a perfect compliment to Soremenu. Very nice. Dina Shemayin, she wasn't qualified for Oinshim yet. But Dina Odom, she was. So don't really show the purity of her neshama by saying that Bas Kuf Kebas Chof, it's a high madrega, correct? But don't show the purity. Because in Dina Shemayim, she was a Keyat Chof, but in Dina Odom, she wasn't. So how do you understand the Torah is trying to give a beautiful compliment to Sora Maynard that her life was absolutely perfect? No Zeich Venichatoim. If all it means is Bas Chof Lechot, Sheida Bas Oinchim, meaning that in Dina Shemayim, she's not a bas oinshim, well, we still don't know her perfect madrega that she's kulon shovel atoimo. Says the Brisk Rav, I would like to suggest a different pshat in this Rashi, beginning of this week's parsha. Says the Brisk Rav, there's a gemori of vomus samach daladon beis sora emeinu island is hoiso. Sora Meinu was an islandist. She wasn't fit physically even to have children. There was a murder nest when she had the child eventually at the age of 90. She wasn't even physically fit. The Rambam writes, in Hilchos Ishah, the islandist got a din of ktano till she's a baschof. Islandist, because the islandist doesn't have the simone gadlus, so islandist has got a din of a ktano till the age of 20. Says the Brisk Rav, I would like to suggest a new pshat this Rashi. This Rashi doesn't mean that in Dine Shomayim there is no oinshim till Baschov. Rashi means is she had a din of a ktano till she was a Baschov, because her status was a status of islandist, and an islandist is called a ktano till the age of Chov. So she was taka totally Noki Minachet at the age of Baschov, both in Averas which concern Oinshe Shemayim, and both the Averas which concern Oinshe Odom. She was a Ketana, Ketana Labas Oinshim. That's what the compliment of the parish is telling me, Baskuf Kebaschov. Not because of this rule. This rule of Anderchov, besides being a rule which is not so clear, it doesn't give the full gadlus of Soremenu. But if she was a Ketana, that shows the gadlus in a much greater way. She was totally Noki Minachet from Bas Kuf till she, and like she was a Bas Chof. I saw another kasha about this inan of Bas Chof from the Parashas Yosef. Asked the kasha, he asked what the many mafoshim take on that there's no Oinshe Shemayim till the age of 20. He says, I find it very difficult, because normally the rules of Oinshe Shemayim are more chomer than Oinshe Odom. We find Bovakama, we know Groma Benizokin is Potter. If a person didn't actually do the Nezek directly, he did it indirectly, in a form of causing it to happen, not directly doing Groma Benizokin is Potter. But Chai B'dina Shemayim, it's quite clearly that Groma is Chai B'dina Shemayim. Dina Shemayim is more chomo, is more serious than Dina Odom. So even when Dina Odom, it's not considered your maize, your act, because you're only a goyrim, but it Dina Shemayim is considered your act. Of course, it works L'toiva as well, that if a person causes something to happen, in Dina Shemayim, you cause something good to happen, it's your maize, it's credited to you. In Dina Shemayim, Groma is considered your maize. But Kol Bonim, when it comes to Averas, misdeeds, we find that Dina Shemayim is more chomer than Dina Odom. Who do we find? Ein Shliach Litva Avera, the Gemara in Kedusha. The Gemara says clearly, if a person sends a messenger to do a Avera, Ein Shliach Litva Avera, it's not credited to me, the Avera is not called my Avera. That's in Dina Odom. But in Dina Shemayim, even if a person sends a Shliach Litva Avera, it is credited to me, which is the similar rule, because I caused it to happen. Groma is Chayv Dina Shemayim. So find Dina Shemayim is far more serious than Dina Odom. So why is it when it comes to the Shia of Gadlos between 13 and 20 or between 12 and 20, we say Yechai Dinon Bapoti Dina Shemayim? It's strange that Dina Shemayim should be more lenient than Dina Odom, when other places you find Dina Shemayim is more common than Dina Odom. That's a Ha'ora which the Parashas Yosef is Moira. But the Chilik is L'choyah clear. The idea that in Dina Shemaim you're not chai till 20 is not just a p'tul. It's a certain development in the maturity of a person, as we said before. There's a certain development of das. There's a certain stage of maturity which a person only reaches at the age of 20. Like we saw that you don't let a cotton sell nichse oviv till the age of 20, because there's a certain sense of maturity and a certain deeper das which a person acquires at the age of 20. So that's why in Dina Shemayim they only consider you responsible for actions when you've reached that level of maturity that you can be fully responsible for your chet. Once a person reaches that level of maturity, he's chayim for causing, he's chayim for grammar. So it's a different type of rule at all. The rule of Yud Gimel, you chayiv din order, but in Dina Shemayim, they're only chayiv when you reach the highest level of maturity. That's why there's a Shia of Ben Chof. When it comes to the Dina Grammar, once a person reaches the age of maturity, he's chayiv for cause, because you understood that this is going to happen. Don't think yourself that it's nothing to do with me. You knew that this causes that, so then you're mechuyev already. So at Kol Ponim, we do find a certain level of Ben Chof, which the Mefarshim talk about, that's a new level of a person being mechuyev in Dina Shemayim. I saw another interesting horror concerning Misa Soro. Sora Meina was nifted in this week's parasha. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Megillas Esther. When Haman made his calculations, or made his lottery, to work out which month should he try and destroy Klal Yisrael, he went through all the months, with all the schusim attached to the months, deciding which months are not suitable. And the Medrash is Marich, quite a few Medrashim, what was wrong with all the months. When it came to Cheshvan, why was he not happy due to the Cheshvan? We call Cheshvan Ma Cheshvan, a bit of an empty month, as if to say, you know. What did Haman find special in Cheshvan that he didn't want to make the Gezeirah against Klal Yisrael in Chodesh Cheshvan? So state in Medrash, Cheshvan not, because this is the month in which Sora Emeinu was Nifta. As they said Medrash. This is a month that someone did, which is a chiddush before we start. It's a chiddush before we start, because Soramein was nifta that by the Akedah. Now, when did Akedah take place? We've got Chazals, it took place in Kippur, in Tishri. Some say it took place in Nisan. I haven't seen yet the Mefarsh talk about Akedah taking place in Cheshvan. So you can say Soramein was the Akedah was the end of Tishri, and this Mis was a bit 2 years later, beginning of Cheshvan. I'm not quite sure how that works. Of Azayshay to Medrash. In Medrash state, and the Mefarsh Mamoyot is the Nafyos, the Isaf Moyot, it doesn't fit in with other Chazals, but this is a Medrash, which Haman said, and Haman was no fool. Haman knew what he's talking about. Haman's Shtiklech Torah about Klal Yisrael were quite precise. He had done his homework well, and he knew. He was a real wicked, of a clever Amaleki with all the qualities which Amalek has got. So he knew what he's talking about. So Haman didn't want to use Cheshvan because it was the month in which Sora Meina was Nifta. So the question is, so by Ador, he was delighted with Ador. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta. So the time of the money being Nifta, that made, oh, that means Mazal Ra L'Klal Yisrael. So why when it came to Cheshvan, when Tobas Soramein of being Nifter, he said, oh no, I'm not starting that month. That's a month of Mazal Toif L'Klal Yisrael. How does it fit together? How did Haman treat your tzait? Is your tzait a mazel toiv or mazel ra? By Soramein, he treated it as a strengthened mazel for Klal Yisrael. And when it came to Ador, he didn't realize Moshe Rabbeinu was born there. He thought Moshe Rabbeinu was born there. He treated it as a weakened mazel month for Klal Yisrael. Maishno, what's his pshat in Haman? So I saw Gevalt Gehezbah like this. I saw from Yitzchak Zilberstein, he brings him on a sefer pre-Horah. I've never heard the sefer, never mind. But he says that it's state azoy. Sora Meinu's Petira was a Gevalt Geschus for Klal Yisrael. He brings the Avraham Avinu, before he took Yitzchak Avinu to the Akedah, didn't go without Sora Meinu's permission. He didn't go without Sora Meinu. He went to Sora Meinu and said, I'd like to take him away for Avodas Hashem. He didn't say Kli L'Shechita, that's correct. He said, I would like to take him away from Avodas Hashem. And Sora Meinu knew and said to Yitzchak Avinu, it's very hard for me to send you away. I'm not sure if I'll ever see you again. That's what Soramina said. I'm not sure if I'll ever see you again. See, it was a prayer, but she said, I'm asking, but I'm still happy you should do it. But it was hard. And the Sheita Medrash, that Soramenu was Menashe Yitzchak, she that night she found it very hard and sort of made a strong connection with Yitzchak Avinu that night, and it was a hard prayer, but I'm prepared to do it. And that's why later the end result was when she was informed that the Akedah has taken place, and she thought that Akedah was it was actually shechted. She thought that Akedah took place, so she was nifter. Her connection to Yitzchak Avinu was tremendous strong. So taka poruch nishmosa, but mainly she was tafka nifter from it. But Soramena's Petira was connected with her Messias Nefesh for letting Yitzchak Avinu go away for Avodas Hashem, and knowing maybe I won't see you again. So the whole Soramena's Petira was a gewaltiger Messias Nefesh she gave to allow him to be given away to him for Avodas Hashem. That is a chiddush of Zchusim for Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira was a time of Avelus, was a hard time, a sad time. We lost Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't a time which we saw clear, a time of Zchusim for Klal Yisrael. It was a hard time. So much so, the Gemara says in Temura Tez Zayin, by Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira, a lot of Torah got forgotten. They were 300 halachas which they forgot, and there was a whole deal on how to get it back. But I called upon him, it was a hard time. So that was a time of Mazel Rav for Klal Yisrael. But Soramena's Petira, which was a time of Hermesius Nefesh, that brings Chuzik for Klal Yisrael. That is the Hezbah which he brings from the Sefer Prioritz. Another Hezbah, which could be shot in this Medrash, I saw in Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal's Sefer Vehigalto, he brings from the Zohar Kodesh that a Kiddush, when it says Vashem Niso es Avrom by the Akedah, so the Akedah is called a Nisoyan for Avrom Avinu, so the Zohar Kodesh freaked, why Nisoyan for Avrom Avinu? Was it not Niso Tzitzon, Nisoyan for Yitzchak? It's a well-known kash which many discuss. Why Vashem Niso es Avrom and not Vashem Niso Tzitzchak? Says the Zohar Kodesh, Yitzchak Avinu, his middles, middles are din. Pacha Yitzchok. What Hashem says, I do. And that's his whole focus of his life was Midas Adin, Pacha Adin, Pacha Yitzchok. We know that the Loshen brought Angson Yitzchok. That was the mid of Yitzchok. Avram Avinu's mid was Chesel Avram. So says the Zohar Kodesh, for Yitzchok it was less of a challenge than for Avram Avinu. Since Yitzchok's life focus was Midas Adin, Pacha Yitzchok, Hashem says, there's just nothing more. So that life, that focus of Avodas Hashem which Yitzchak Avinu had, made it easier for Yitzchak to accept the Akedah challenge. Hashem said, I have to go, there's nothing to discuss. Avram Avinu, his home Avodah was Chesel Avram. Avadi listened to the Bajra, but it was more of an Asoyan from Avram Avinu in his Midah to do the Akedah. Azoy Shteit in Zoya Kodesh on the post Hashem Nisus Avram. Carries on Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal. He says there's another piece of Zohar Kodesh on the positive of Hine Bein Lesora Ishtecho. It says, why is Yitzchak called a Bein Lesora Ishtecho? Says the Zohar Kodesh, that like Yitzchak Avinu had the Midas Adin Mahalach of Avodas Hashem, Sora had the same Mahalach in Avodas Hashem. So he was a sort of son like mother in the Mahalach of Avodas Hashem he chose in his life. Was the same. Sora had the chosen Midas Adin, and that's why she managed to send Yishmael away quicker than Avram. She had this Mahalach Hashem Midas Adin, this is wrong, and this is right. What's wrong is wrong, what's right is right. And that's why Yitzchak had the same Midah. Hine Bein Lesoro Ishtecho. It was a Bein Lesoro Ishtecho. They both followed the same Mahalach in Avodas Hashem. Says Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal, if that's the case, the nisoyen for Sore Meinu in a way was less than for Avraham Avinu. Since Avraham Avinu focused on Midas HaChesed, but Sore Meinu focused on Midas HaDin. So like for Yitzchok, it wasn't the same challenge as for Avraham Avinu. For Sore, it also wasn't the same challenge. Therefore, says Rabbi Galinsky, he would like to suggest, when we talk about Sore Meinu dying from the Psuas HaKedah, according to the Zohar Kodesh, it's not because of shock and because of being upset and because not managing to cope with it. Faket, for Sore Meinu, this was working with Voice of Mistin. It was a way even easier than Avraham Avinu. So he would like to suggest that the reason why Sore Meinu was Nifter, because she had reached the peak of her life. The peak of her life was total submitting themselves to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and bringing up future generations totally submitting themselves to the will of Hashem. Sora heard, Gewaltig, Yitzchok Avinu was followed by it and he didn't worry about it and he did what Hashem wanted to do. She felt she's achieved her life, the tuckers of her life, and therefore she was prepared to give the Shabbat back to the Rabbeinu Shem. How it works, the person gives the Shabbat back to the Rabbeinu Shem, I don't know. But that's a cult upon him. He said that's the Misas Sorah was reaching the whole tuckers of her life. Not only she devoted her life to do whatever Shem wants without any personal feelings standing in the way. She realized that Yitzchavin has followed her path. She felt she's achieved the tuckers in her life. Now, if that is the translation of Misa Sora, we can understand why Haman was frightened of Chodesh Cheshvan. If Sora Meinu was Nifta, this tremendous Misa took place in Chodesh Cheshvan, so then Avada, this wouldn't stand any chance for Haman to try doing it. This is the Schus of Kaldor, these are our Moys, who their total life was totally devoted to the Rotan Hashem, and nothing stood in their way, and that's all they wanted, and that's the whole achievement in life. So Haman said, I'm not starting with Kaldor in the Chodesh of Cheshvan, which is the Yotzeit of Sore Meinu. I'll call upon him. So these are a few limudim from the first two of this week's parasha. So let's hope, I'll call upon that our schuz of others should stand for us, that we should also have years kulam shavim l'tayim.